Blog Talk Radio.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I can only imagine. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. And we give him all of the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who we are. Just because of who he is and who we are in him. My God, what a great warfare. What a great battle that has been raging against this prayer line on tonight. It was so difficult for us to sign in, and I see that it was very difficult for a lot of you to come in as well. I saw you all coming in and out and dropping on and dropping off. So I pray that everybody can hear me because we have been having technical difficulties already on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the night where God has gifted us. And I sent out four emails. I sent out four text messages tonight before this prayer line call. And right after I sent out the last text message, I went to try to sign into prayer. And right away, I experienced difficulty. I experienced opposition. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people would say technical difficulties, but we know that all things are spiritual. Amen. There is a word, passage here. Amen. So we're going to pray. But there's a word that God has put in my spirit from the book of Romans, chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn there. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. And doing this, you will reap heat. You will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Somebody say amen, amen, amen. Those verses, Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21, are labeled in my Bible. Actually, this is in the Bible Gateway, and even the YouVersion is labeled love in action. Come on, somebody say love is an action word. Amen. Love is an action word. You can tell me you love me all day long, but unless I see your actions following up your words, then I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Amen. Love does what love is. Amen. So love is next. So it says that love has to be sincere. Don't be fake. But one thing I see here, hate is hate what is evil. The Bible tells us we hate what God hates. Amen. So we hate what is evil. And again, I've been on this for a while, preaching on against sin. I'm preaching against the devil. I'm preaching against sin. Amen. We hate sin. Amen. Because sin is evil. Amen. Sin, the end of sin is death. Amen. And we know that the devil wants to use sin to take us out. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So we hate what is evil. God hates sin. Amen. We cling to what is good. The Bible says cling to the Lord because he is your life. Amen. So we cleave to, more than anything, we cleave to God. And we cleave to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. The church, this epistle, Paul is writing to the church. The church has to manifest love amongst the saints. Amen. We have to love each other. Amen. We cannot be at each other's throats. We cannot be in cliques. Amen. We have to embrace each other. Pastor Emily talked about the woman that I met on the sidewalk last week when I was going to do the revival. That woman, she experienced the love of Jesus through me. Amen. And we have to make sure that people are experiencing the love of Jesus through us so that they too can be healed, so that they too can be delivered, so that they too can be saved. It was the love of Jesus that delivered that woman on last Monday night. It was the love of Jesus that delivered the man that was laying at the gate called Beautiful, begging for alms. Amen. When Peter and John came by, I believe it was Peter and John, and said, silver and gold we do not have, but what we do have, we give to you. Get up, take up your bed and walk. They had compassion on this man. And no matter what people look like, no matter what they smell like, no matter what, you may look at them and know they've been smoking weed or that they're drunk, amen, or that they have less than you do. The Bible says that we are not to be respecters of persons, amen. We have to get back to love because God is love, amen. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. So it's as a body, we operate as one. As a body, the church is called to operate as one. So if I'm sad, then you have to have compassion on my sadness. If you're sad, then I'm having compassion on your sadness. Amen. If you're mourning, I'm right there crying with you. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're not going to cry too long. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So we got to shift sometimes those tears into praise. Amen. Hallelujah. As believers, we don't mourn as the world does. Amen. So we shift our tears into praise. Live in harmony. Don't be conceited. Come on, somebody. When God begins to lift you up, as God is elevating you, amen, don't be conceited. Amen. Hallelujah. And God talks about vengeance being his. Amen. But I want to just highlight this as I'm going to, we're going to begin to pray. Going back up to verse 11, amen. Never be lacking in zeal, amen. No matter how tired you are, no matter how frustrated life can be, amen. No matter how disappointing things can get, don't lose your zeal. Come on, hallelujah. Don't lose your fervor for the Lord. The Bible says that God would rather we be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. He says, if we are lukewarm, he will spew us out of his mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. God can't stand a lukewarm Christian. Amen. As believers, we are filled with fervor because we know that Jesus is so good. Amen. And we're excited about his mercy. We're excited about his goodness. We're excited about the promises that he is fulfilling in our lives. We're excited about, hallelujah, the miracles that Jesus is manifesting in our lives. We're excited about what today holds. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we know that Jesus has already redeemed our future for us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We look forward to the future. Amen. Because the future is unfolding blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. Amen. So not lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. We're keeping our spiritual fervor. Serving the Lord, amen. Serve the Lord with passion. Serve the Lord with excitement. Serve the Lord with willingness. Serve the Lord with zeal. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a pleasure and an honor to serve God. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction. My God, when you're going through, praise God anyhow. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. While you're yet hoping for God to move in that situation, praise God. Hallelujah. Faithful, this is the last one. Faithful in prayer. That's where we are right now. No matter how much opposition it took for us to get this prayer line up and running tonight, we are faithful in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. We were not going to give up. And I see a whole bunch of y'all on this prayer line. This prayer line is full right now. And it looks like none of you were willing to give up. Some of you called in 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 7 times. Amen. Until you got through. But hallelujah, you got through and we are all here. And it's time to pray. Be faithful in prayer. Amen. It takes a lot to press your way to a prayer line on a Tuesday night. But by gosh, you are here. Hallelujah. You are here and you're ready to praise God. You're ready to give your praise reports, submit your prayer requests, believing God, being joyful in hope, being faithful, hallelujah, in affliction, believing God against the impossibilities of the impossible, believing that with God all things are possible, hallelujah, that God will never leave you, that he will never forsake you. He will never drop the ball on you. God is faithful to Father God. He's faithful to Father God. God is faithful to fulfill the promises, hallelujah, over your life. He's faithful to complete the good work that he has begun in you. God is faithful, hallelujah. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he will repent and change his mind about what he said about you. If God said it, you can guarantee it that God will bring it to pass. He said, have I not spoken it? Will I not bring it to pass? You have to believe God and trust God and know that if you do your part, that God will do his part. Come on, somebody. A lot of the problem is that not that God is not doing his part, is that we're not doing our part. Hallelujah. We're not exhibiting love and acting, loving on our brothers and sisters. We're not trusting in God. Hallelujah. When things go wrong, we're not being patient. Hallelujah. During our times of affliction, during times of hardness, and during hardness as a good soldier, we're not, hallelujah, being joyful in our hope. Hallelujah. And continuing to stand after we have done all, to stand in the power of his might. It's not your might that's keeping you standing, but it's the power of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. So stand in the power of God's might, believing that with God, all things are possible. Like I just said, with man, some things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Amen. We're going to pray. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Emily, and he's going to go ahead and open us in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. I already wiped it off.
Father, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We praise your name. We give your name praise, God, and we pray for everyone on this prayer line tonight. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. With two or more gathered, you say you'd be in the midst of us. And we thank you right now for that word that reminds us, God, of Christian characteristics, the things we ought to demonstrate in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for every life being formed and shaped into the image of Almighty God. We thank you for every family that is secured, God, in the things of God. We thank you for a Savior named Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Emmanuel, God being with us. He said, never will he leave you. Never will he forsake you. Lo, he will always be with you. When you're through the fire, God is there. When we go through the flood, God is there. So, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. That you tonight won't put on us more than what we can handle. If you allowed it, we can handle it. Oh, I feel God. Kedebo Shakaraba. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. You said what we bind will be bound. And what we loose, it will be let go. So, God, we have the keys to our future, and we pray right now for the wisdom of your almighty knowledge to be upon your people tonight. You said, ask and we will receive, seek and we will find, knock and it will be made open. So I thank you for the hearts and minds of the people on tonight that pushed and pressed their way to prayer. Hallelujah. You are going to open doors tonight. I believe by faith you're releasing miracles tonight. I believe by faith, God, somebody's prayers are being answered even as we go throughout the broadcast. I know healing right now as we speak, God, is being transferred into the bodies of your believers. I know, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that breakthrough is right at the door of that one who need a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. So we're praying, God, for you to open up our spiritual eyes. We're praying, Lord, tonight, for you to open up our spiritual understanding. We're praying tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for your will to be done in every life, in every situation, in every circumstance, in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what environment we're in. It doesn't matter what the facts are. It doesn't matter what we're facing. We're not going to live in denial, but we're going to look to the hills. Oh, from which cometh our help, because our help comes from Jesus. Our help comes from above. Our help comes from the Lord. So, God, we're going to hold our peace and let you fight our battle. I pray for that one who's listening, who feel weakness in their body. You said, be not weary, but God, sometimes we get weary and we're praying. Say, strengthen the Lord. We're praying, Lord, to discourage, to be encouraged tonight. We're praying in the name of Jesus for your mercies to still be new every morning and for your grace to be sufficient for every situation. So, God, send your grace. Send a more mercy. We thank you for the goodness of God. The Bible says the goodness of God leads us to repent. And God, I felt that, Pastor. Even tonight, we ask forgiveness for sins known, even the ones that we're not aware of. We're asking you, God, to forgive us tonight. We're landing at the altar. We're coming boldly to your altar. And you said we can obtain mercy in our time of need. So, God, we thank you for convicting our hearts. We thank you for changing our thoughts. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. As we go into prayer, you said you will give us the desires of our heart. That one who has a desire for their marriage to be all it can be in God. That one who has their family under the blood of Jesus. That one, God, who needs you to move in a mighty way in the area of their money and their finances. Even that one, God, would maybe have sickness or diagnosis in their body. We're speaking healing tonight in the name of Jesus. So as we move forward, we say, have your way in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We pray for this prayer line, God. We pray for Word Wednesday. We pray for the local assembly. We pray for the upcoming men's conference, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would touch, oh God, each and every aspect of this ministry. We pray for the book ministry, God. We pray for the internet ministry, the social media ministry, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will touch every aspect of this ministry, oh God. Lord, it's our mission. It is our mission to save souls and change lives through the power of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Father God, and the Word of God. So, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for the Trinity. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, Father God, activated faith. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that lives are being changed. We thank you that souls are being saved. We thank you that disciples are being made, oh God, that we are saving souls and changing lives through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy. There is none like you. So, God, have your way. We plead the blood of Jesus over this ministry. We plead the blood of Jesus over every family. Deacon Callow, Jessica, and Sophie, and Kevin Jr., and Yvette, and all of the families of the Callow family. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, for the Bethel family, Sister Cece, Salida, Diamond, oh God, all of the grandbabies, oh God. We pray over Kayla, Marcus, and Justin, Hakita, Sudani, Nairobi, Niella, oh God, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, over, hallelujah, each and every person, Aida and Destiny and Taiki, and Lord, every person, name by name, Sister Emily and Esther, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for every family, Jeremiah, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, we lift up Patrick and Darius, oh God. We lift up Zakiya, all of the babies, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Mary and Pastor Mary, Mother Mary, God. We lift them up to you, my husband and myself, God, in the name of Jesus, Hakiza, oh God. Lord, we lift up every single person to you, oh God. You are able to do all things for self. Sister to love, oh God. Hallelujah. Sister Tanisha, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every person that's connected to the local assembly, God, even if I miss their name, oh God, we lift up every member, every person who comes on a regular basis to New Creation Christian Ministries, and we lift up their families, God. Let us grow in you, oh God, as you grow in us, oh God. Increase us to the limits of our capacity, oh God. Increase in us. We want your spirit to increase in us to the overflow. Grow us up in you, God. Let us no longer be babes. We pray for Sister Rita, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, even though if she's away right now from New Jersey, we pray for her, God. A part of that New Creation Christian Ministry church family, her children, God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for every person who is connected on this prayer line. Oh God, one by one, name by name, Pastor Jamal, Sister Gail, hallelujah, Sister Maria, oh God, her children, their children, oh God, hallelujah, Sister Prophetess Michelle, oh God, hallelujah, Sister Barbara, every person, oh God. Even if I didn't mention their name, every person that is connected to New Creation, connected to this prayer line, and Lord, we say, have your way. Mother May Thomas, oh God, we pray, oh God, for every individual that's connected to us, oh God, as we are blessed, let them be blessed, oh God. As we increase, let them increase. As we grow in you, let them grow in you, oh God. Let us be those pastors, oh God, that continue to lead the people to you. Grow a church. Grow us spiritually. Grow us naturally. Grow us numerically. You are a God of multiplication, oh God. Multiply your church. You are a God, the great mathematician. Oh God, add to your church daily those who must be saved. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you because we trust you that is already done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen.
We're going to open up the prayer line. If you press 1 on your phone, we will pray with you and touch and agree with you. To God be the glory. We see some hands already, and we're going to start taking callers. And if you just press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air. God bless. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Hello? Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I wasn't sure. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, yes, but our switchboard, to God be the glory, we can hear you, but our switchboard is a little off, so we're going to make sure that everybody can hear you, not just us. Just hold on a second, okay?
Oh, okay.
We're going to put you back on the air. Just stay with us.
Okay.
Okay, to God be the glory. Well, God bless. You had a prayer request?
Well, I wanted to sing a little song, but I also wanted to give a little testimony. So I'll give my testimony first. And I know
Amen.
Last week, well, I was on the phone last week, but the week before that I was. And I was saying how the devil is the liar. You know, he sees you doing good and, you know, you're into God and he doesn't like that. And somehow I fell and got hurt and my back was hurting me again. And I started to pray to God and I told God, you know, all I want to do is feel the way I felt just before I fell. That's all. I'm not asking for no more than that. And so I fell again this past weekend because my knee went out. And I'm going to give God the glory for that because after that fall, I'm back to the way it was before I fell the first time. So, I'm just saying, you know, I didn't ask God how to fix it, but he fixed it for me because I do feel a whole lot better than what it was when I first saw the first time. So I give God all the glory
Amen.
And all the praise because he is the head. He is the head of my life. And I just want to pray, ask for general prayer, and I just want to say, I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I will see me through it. Whoa, whoa, I believe it's already done. And it's already done. Thank you, Jesus. And praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Word.
Hallelujah.
Thank Hallelujah. You. To God be all the glory in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
All the glory.
The devil is called, he's called the deceiver for a reason, as you said. God works in mysterious ways, and you just wanted some restoration back, not even all the way, but you said, God, just meet me halfway. And God works in mysterious ways to even get that knee and that leg area right, and the back is going to be
Amen.
Right. We're still believing and trusting with you, you know, because the enemy will try to make it look worse. Yes, he'll try to make it look worse before it gets better. But stay in the spirit and stay in faith, stay in prayer, and watch God. Amen? Let us
Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you right now, and we are still in faith for total restoration of that back and that leg area before the fall. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you're yet at work in Sister Maria's body. We know, God, it is the temple of the living God that she dwells in. That is the house of the Lord. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And we speak and say, body be well, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, you sent it, that we might be healed and saved from destruction. And I thank you, God, that you didn't allow it to get worse. But right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying her strength in the Lord, that she would endure. That she will have the patience and the wait, God, that in the name of Jesus, until total manifestation, you will encourage her spirit to keep singing, to keep praising, to keep calling on the name of the Lord. There's something about when she prays you, God, that she can still, in the name of Jesus, rejoice in spite of. So I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to give her strength, continue to give her the endurance, continue in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to work out everything that needs to work because we know it all works together for Maria's good. So we speak in your word and we send in your word that her total restoration is at hand and it will be done by faith in the name of Jesus. We say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Let us keep working on you.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Inch
Amen.
By inch, everything's a sin. Glory be to God. So we thank God
Glory
he's at
to
work,
God. Yes. Keep the God with you for that testimony.
Yes, that's a victory. You said you don't know how
Hallelujah.
He did it, but he did it. Amen.
He prays for him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I love you both.
We love you too. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
God be the glory. She said she prays for God to fix it. And he said,
God, the way he was.
God will fix it.
Yeah, look at God.
Sister Maria? Okay, yeah, our switchboard is acting funny, but we believe it. We're on here by faith, so we're going to take another call. Area code 862, God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus, for another prayer line. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know but thee. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? Father, I ask you this evening, dear God, to bless us all in one bundle of love, dear God. Bless Pastor Anthony, bless Pastor Rebecca, dear Jesus. Give them the patience and the strength and the endurance, dear Lord. Help them, dear Father, not to get weary, but to fight this battle to the end. Don't get discouraged, because we know Satan is real. Satan is there trying to discourage us on all ends, dear God. But you are mighty, dear Jesus. Jesus is stronger than Satan and sin. Yes, Lord. So we commit this prayer line, dear God, in your hand, the snake, and help them, Sister Rebecca, dear Jesus, and brother Pastor Anthony, not to get discouraged, dear Jesus, but to fight. Father, battle is not to the swift, but those who endure to the end, those who are going to reap, dear Jesus. And help us that we are able to send our praises up, dear Jesus, that our blessing may come down. Bless them again, Father, in a mighty special way. Father, give them the endurance. Be with all the sisters, dear Jesus, all those that send their prayer over this neck, dear Lord. Answer their prayer, oh God. Bless my families and my family's connection, dear Jesus, in a mighty special way this neck. Father, I commit Paul in your hand care, dear Jesus. Bless her in a mighty special way. My son Andrew, dear Jesus, and all the others, dear Jesus. How would I know, dear God? And I like to sing this special in the name of Jesus. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he is my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen with arms full around me. He rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burden seems high as a mountain, and when the one that I had trusted in had let me down, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can trust in. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Thank you, Jesus. That is my few words for tonight. God bless you, Sister Pastor Anthony, sorry, and Pastor Rebecca. Have a God bless night. Amen. Love you.
Well, amen. To God be the glory. We're going to pray real quick for you before we let you go, but we were blessed by that song. What would
Thank
we all
you.
Do without Jesus? We need him. I need him every day, every second, every minute, every hour. I need
Amen.
Him. Father, we thank you. for reminding us tonight that we need you all day long, all week, all month, and even the rest of this year. We need you, God, on our side. So, Lord, we thank you right now for what you've already done. Continue to bless Sister Emily. Thank you for Eartha. Thank you for her entire household. I thank you in the name of Jesus, even as you have blessed her years, you will continue to strengthen her health, strengthen her mind, her heart, and her spirit in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the joy of the Lord remains her strength. So, God, continue, hallelujah, to allow her to praise you all the days of her life. And I thank you for, Lord, you making a way where there is no way. I thank you for continuing in the name of Jesus to order her steps through your word. So, God, continue to bless her. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life. And we thank you for your mercy and your grace that's upon her in the name of Jesus. You say you're going to anoint her head with oil, and goodness and mercy is going to follow her the rest of her days. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank
to God
you,
be the glory.
Thank
you're
you.
So welcome. You're so welcome. Continue to listen. Amen. We thank God for the anointing on your life. Amen.
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 God bless you.
God bless you. What would we do without Jesus? What a wonderful hymn. Oh, glory to his name. Jesus, God is good. God is good.
God bless you. Continue to listen.
Amen. We have some more callers, and we're going to get to every caller tonight. And we thank God for each hand raised in the name of Jesus. So we thank God as we take these callers. We want to touch and agree with you, whatever it is you're believing God for.
Area code 908.
We're now speaking with area code 908. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. Good evening to you both. This is Sister Cece calling in.
God bless you, Sister Cece. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And I just wanted to say thank you to Sister Emily for blessing us with that hymn as well. Her style of singing reminded me of my great-grandmother, and it truly touched my heart this evening. I'm calling in this evening because I need general prayer. I do want to say I was definitely blessed by that scripture. I did a great prayer myself today, and it gave me some rejuvenation that I really, really needed. And I'm just grateful and thankful to be on the prayer line, and I'm just calling in asking for a general prayer.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for Sister Cece on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for her pressing her way to the prayer line on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will touch her, oh God, that you will encourage her, that you would strengthen her on today, God. You know what she's walking through, oh, God. And, Lord, we know that you said in your word that you know all things. You know the ending from the beginning, oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your will being done in her life, oh, God, on this earth as you have already ordained in heaven. You already have a great plan for her life, a plan to prosper her and not to harm her. A plan to give her a hope and a future. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she is yet walking out your marvelous plan in her life, God. Continue, Father God, to give her wisdom from on high, oh God. Continue to speak to her in the middle of every situation. Give her the strength, oh God, to walk away from things, oh God, or people, oh God, that may be trying to pull her in another direction. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving her the strength, oh God, Father God, to be a mother to her daughters, oh God, and a grandmother to her grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for giving her the ability to go to work, oh God, and do the things that she needs to do pertaining to her household. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue, oh God, to, Father God, just pour into every empty place in the name of Jesus. Every empty place, everywhere that she finds herself empty, oh God, we ask that you replenish her on tonight, God. Like she said, she prayed and she was rejuvenated. Yes. So, Lord, we ask you to touch her right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to lay your hands on her, oh God, and just begin, Father God, to strengthen her, begin to encourage her, begin to rejuvenate her. Begin, oh God, to heal her. Begin, oh God, hallelujah, to, Father God, even begin to restore her, oh God, in every area, oh God, where she's been depleted, in every area where she's been broken, in every area where she's hurting, oh God. We pray for healing over her life. I pray for the, I feel God. I pray for healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let your fire touch her in ways like never before. I thank you for taking her to deeper depths in you and higher heights. So Lord, we pray for her family. We pray for each and every one of her children, every one of her daughters, Diamond and Deja, Sarlita, oh God. We pray for every one of her grandchildren. We pray, Father God, for every relationship. We pray for her job. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we know that you can do all things but fail. So touch her right now, God, and strengthen her and encourage her in this walk to continue to run on. That's what I hear God saying. Continue to run on. Don't let
Amen.
It grow weary and well doing. Because if due season, you're about to reap. And that's what the devil's been trying to fight. I see the devil
mm-hmm.
fighting against you. And that's
uh-huh.
why he's been fighting against you so hard. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why he's been fighting against you so hard. Because he does not want you to run into your, and he does not want you to step into your reaping place. My
mm-hmm.
God, into that reaping place. Where God is going to just begin to open up and pour out, open up the windows and pour out that
Praise
blessing
God.
That he has promised you. Amen. So continue to press.
Amen.
I see you pressing. I just see you pressing. Press against the pressure,
Amen.
Says the Lord. Press against the pressure. And I bind up that spirit of discouragement. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's even trying to come against my sister. I thank you, Lord. That the
Praise
joy
God.
Of the Lord is her strength. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
and that
God.
She's like David, encouraged herself, that she feels like running on. So God says,
Praise
you
God.
Can't run, walk. And when you can't run, crawl. He said, but whatever
Amen.
You do, you get to him. Continue to press your way to him, to the prayer line, to Bible study, and to Sunday service. Because there's an
Praise
impartation.
God.
God says, I'm not finished imparting in you. Amen. There's
Amen.
An impartation that God's going to continue to make in your life. And what God has for you, let me just say this before I end this prayer. What God has for you, no devil in hell can stop. He said, let
Praise
her know
God.
That what I have for her, no devil, no demon on assignment, no devil in hell, the gates of hell cannot prevail against my church in CC. Amen. So
Amen.
Continue to trust God, continue to press, and continue to run on with Jesus. Amen. Keeping God first, because Jesus
Praise
is
God.
Truly the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen.
Yes, he is. Amen. Thank you
Amen.
So much. I really appreciate the prayer. I love you both, and I will see you soon.
Amen. We love you too. Keep running for Jesus and keep running with Jesus. Amen. We love you.
I will.
We're proud of you. Stay encouraged. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you also.
God be the glory. We thank God for her spirit. She is one that has a fire and passion for the Lord. And as we said, Pastor, the enemy tries to come in.
Yes.
But I thank God that she's still a praiser. She still has that zeal and passion and fire for the things of God. Thank God for Sister CC. We taking another caller. Hallelujah. Praise his name. I feel the fire on this prayer line tonight. Now we're speaking with 334. Good evening. God bless you. 334 area code.
Good evening. God bless you.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you. Who are we speaking with?
Praise God. This is Sister Mamie. How y'all doing?
Amen. We've been well. And we thank God for you all calling in tonight. We've been blessed
yes.
in the Lord, and we thank God, amen, that you're a part
Hallelujah.
Of what he's doing in these moments on this prayer line.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the opportunity to fellowship with you all tonight, because even when you all were praying, I missed the first testimony and first prayer because the enemy pushed me out, my phone dropped, and I tried to get back in. On the third time, I was able to get back in, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm just requesting general prayer. But first, I would like to start by Pastor Anthony, when you were praying, when you all opened the service, God quickened me to just pray against a demonic interference on this prayer line. We are binding it up right now in the name of Jesus, because it was demonic, and with me being put off of the prayer line, there was my confirmation from on high that we need to pray against this demonic influence and interference. Any witches or warlocks who are secretly spying on this prayer line, attempting to uproot and tear down this anointing work taking place in this ministry, we bind them up right now. We rebuke them back to the gates of hell in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I am uplifting you guys in prayer. I thank God for what God is allowing y'all to do, and I just love y'all.
Well, we thank God for you praying. And I'm glad you have, the Bible says a discerning of spirit. And as Pastor Rebecca said, it wasn't the technology. We've done this for so long, but it was so, it was so peculiar. Glory be to God.
Sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but I think it tried to cut us off. But we're going to pray, because if you can hear me and I can hear you, we're going to keep it going, and we'll check with the other listeners later. But our technology is still going haywire, even as you pray against the demonic spiritual warfare tonight in particular. But let us pray. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God. You gave us power over all the powers of the enemy. And right now we take authority. You gave us the authority, hallelujah, to speak life, to speak power, to speak ability in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now, hallelujah. Stir up the gift of God and Sister Mamie tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you, glory to his name. He said if she put her hands to the plow and not look back, she would be like that tree planted near a stream of living waters. And we thank you for her fruit that will remain. I thank you for the productive season that she's about to walk into. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you have opened the door. And I thank you, God, even she ain't got to figure it out, because you already worked it out in the name of
Jesus.
So, God, help her to walk with courage. Help her to walk boldly. Keep her on her face as a prayer warrior. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that her community, her neighborhood, her city, all glory to his name, will be changed for the kingdom because she lives there. In the name of
Jesus.
So God, give her authority. Continue to give her authority in her mouth, even as she prays in the name of
Jesus.
Use her in a mighty way in the supernatural realm. Oh, glory to his name. I thank you, God. You already seated her in heavenly places with the angelic host in the name of Jesus. So, God, continue to allow her spiritual intuition to be sharpened. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that you give her wisdom. Give her, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Knowledge beyond her years. Oh, glory to his name. And I thank you, Lord, even as
you
pray for this prayer line. No weapon against the prayer line will prosper.
Lord.
It
thank
won't
you,
work because we are in agreement with her that this work will go forward. This
thank
work
you,
will
Jesus.
Continue to change lives. This work
thank
in
you,
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus is
yes,
ordained
Lord.
By
you.
God. So we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come as oneness, to come together in unity, to
you,
come
Lord,
together
God.
Praying
thank
in
you,
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we
thank
are
you,
here.
Lord.
Because of the name of Jesus,
oh,
we are on
Lord.
This line because of the power
you, Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
the
Lord,
we put her whole family under the blood of Jesus.
Thank
every
you,
situation
thank
that
you,
she's
Lord.
Facing under the blood
thank
of Jesus.
You,
and every
thank
uncertainty
you,
under the blood yes. of Jesus.
Thank you,
so,
Jesus.
God, I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
you didn't
Lord.
Give her no spirit of fear. You did
thank
not
you,
give
Jesus.
Her a spirit of fear. And I thank you, God,
Jesus.
Even as she called tonight. She was persistent.
You,
she
you,
was
Jesus.
Determined.
Thank
and
you,
God, I believe that you're going to reward her due diligence
you,
and perseverance
you,
in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just sensing thank that you. Even as you were determined to get on this prayer line, continue to do that in your normal life. And God has some great blessings marked out for you as you move along in life. I'm just sensing and seeing that for you. Just keep
amen.
Pushing.
Thank you.
That's what Pastor
thank
read
you,
in the scripture earlier. The opposition may come, but you go ahead and push through it, amen? Because it's
amen.
A blessing on the other side of it. Amen.
Amen.
And
in the name of Jesus.
Time.
What did you say, Sister Mamie? I say I receive in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And even as Pastor was speaking, even as you spend time with the Lord, I see you spending much time with God. I see you spending much time in the presence of the Lord. And even as you spend time with God, God is saying, I'm making you into a spiritual branding iron, a spiritual branding iron. And everyone that you speak to, the words that are being spoken through you are like fire, and they're leaving an indelible mark upon the lives of the people that you minister to. And God is using you in that way, that the word is not going to fall to the ground. It's going to stick. It's going to actually make an imprint. Amen. Hallelujah. Into
Hallelujah.
The lives of the people that God sends you to speak to. So like Pastor said, continue to press, amen, because there's much
amen.
Opposition that comes against this type of anointing, amen, that God's going to use you to even begin to bring them into the church, to bring people into the church, amen. He's going to use
amen.
You to minister in such a way, hallelujah, that they're going to be compelled to come. Those that God has selected for the church, where you worship, amen. Those
amen.
That God has selected for that church, he's using you as an instrument to brand them, to leave that, with the words that you speak, to leave that indelible mark to say these belong in this fold. This is those that God has branded for this particular family, amen. And God's
amen.
Going to use you to do the work of an evangelist. Amen. Hallelujah.
My Lord, thank you, Jesus.
He's
going
to use you to do the work of an evangelist. Amen. Because you
amen.
Have a heart for people and a heart for God and a heart for souls. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
thank you, Jesus.
Just stay submitted and obedient. Hallelujah. To the leadership that God has you under. Amen. Don't
yes.
be pushed out. You know, just stay and submit and continue to glean and learn. And because God's going to use you in that house. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. Pastor Anthony, God bless you.
Amen.
I love
God
y'all.
Bless. Amen.
Amen. We Amen. Love you too. And I'm just hearing God say that he's going to use you. Amen. In his house. Amen. I want you to just hear God clearly. But he's planting you. God wants to plant you. He wants you to be rooted and grounded. Amen. Because
Amen.
There's some particular things that he has for you with pertaining to his house. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
So God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to take another call. Amen. Wow. Yeah, they're dropped. We're going to take this call. Area code 270. God bless you.
Well, praise God. Praise God. I didn't know I got in. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the spirit of restoration. I thank God for allowing us. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I just thank God for allowing
Hallelujah.
Me to be a part of what God is doing with the both of you. I thank God for the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous that availeth much. And I thank God for using y'all in the manner that he used y'all in. I thank God for the testimony that I've heard throughout the years coming from you, Pastor Anthony, and you, Pastor Rebecca. I thank God for the healing power that is in his blood, the healing power that is in his name. And I thank God for the prophetic, the office of the prophetic. It's one thing to have a spirit of prophecy, and it's another to have what you two have, the office of a prophet. And I thank God I see the angels of peace coming alongside of you and Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. I see angels that ministering angels coming alongside of y'all. Ooh, just like flames of fire ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. I see angels coming alongside of y'all, not only in the church at New Creation Christian Ministry, but in your home. As y'all go into worship, I see worshiping angels coming alongside of y'all to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And I thank God for y'all giving him all glory, which his glory is his manifested goodness in y'all life. I thank God for the testimony that I received from Pastor Andrew Anthony by being healed from cancer. And I know a lot of people say God healed you because he wanted to use you as a pastor. He had already given you that gift before the foundation of the earth. He healed you because he loved you. And you was healed because of Jesus Christ's body being bruised on Mount Calvary, because he was wounded for your transgression. That's why you were healed, because he loved you, and he was being unmerciful. That's why you were healed, because of the bloodshed that covers you. That's why you were healed. And Pastor, Rebecca, you was brought from welfare to Wall Street, not just because he wanted to use you as a prophetess, but because he bore the curse. Oh, poverty is the curse, and he had given you the ability to get wealth. And I thank God for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost coming out of your spiritual belly. Every time y'all open your mouth, there's a sword protruding out of y'all spiritual belly. And I thank God that y'all walking in the peace and the power of the Most High, Yahshua, the God of our salvation. And I thank God that he's allowed y'all to have his word, which is him, written on the both of y'all tablets of y'all heart. I thank God for allowing us to be trained up by two shepherds and shepherdess in the natural that love the Lord. Y'all love him because he loved y'all first. And I thank God there's restoration coming, spiritual restoration. There's financial restoration coming, because the heavens are open. God has opened the heavens. The veil has been torn. The veil was ripped when John baptized Jesus in the Jordan. He said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased of. When that dove ascended from heaven, as that veil was torn, and that veil has been ripped in y'all life. And as it said in the book of Malachi, God said, I will open up a window and pour you out a blessing that your heart wouldn't know how to start to receive. Now is your blessed season. Prosperity is coming, spiritual first and financial. There's no need to worry, because God had y'all. Y'all have been faithful with small things, and God will continue to bless y'all with many. And it's going to be souls saved. It's going to be lives transformed. I can just see the church going forth in Hillside, New Jersey, because of two faithful servants of the Most High, which y'all give him all glory and honor. And I love the way y'all praise his name. And where there's praise, there's power. And where there's power, Jesus, there's prosperity, because y'all walk in that same mind of Christ, because y'all know the sovereignty who dwells in you, Christ Jesus. So therefore, y'all know y'all identity. And I thank y'all for knowing how to take authority over the demonics, because y'all know Satan is under y'all feet. And I thank God he knows y'all don't serve him. And I thank God he knows that y'all know who y'all are. And I know I can hear y'all rejoicing, because the demons are being warned by the one who sent them, saying, don't go there. I've already been trampled on. Don't go there. They know who they are in the Lord. And I thank God for the both of you. I thank God for the both of you. And I rejoice because of who y'all are. I rejoice because he lives in both of y'all's spiritual belly. And I thank God for that revival's fire. I thank God for the glory of God brewing over y'all region. And I thank God for allowing us to take authority over those territorial demons in Hillside, New Jersey. I thank God for the building. I thank God for the building. I thank God for the overflow of the building. God has already prepared people's hearts to come to New Creation Christian Ministry before the building is in the natural. He's already performed it in the supernatural. I see it in the supernatural, and I see the overflow of souls. Oh, thank you, Father, for sending this singers. Thank you for sending the dancers. Thank you for sending the ministry of music to New Creation Christian Ministry, because they have been faithful to you, Father, because they have went with what you have given them, and they are not, Jesus, they're not turning back, because your word said, whoever put their hand to the plow and looked back is not fit for the kingdom of Christ Jesus. But not these two, Father, not these two, because the testimonies they share push them closer to you, Father. It's because of the intimacy they have. That's why they have the power they possess. It's because of the love of you, Father, as you already know. And I just want to continue to encourage them in the Lord. Just continue to, yield yourself under his mighty hand. And he shall and will continue to empower y'all in due season. And at this time, I say thank God for y'all, and thank God for being ahead of y'all life as well as ours. Thank you, Jesus. And I say amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Lord Jesus. God be the glory. Amen. Man of God, you always hit a grand slam home run. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. I don't even know baseball, but that went over the fence. To God be the glory. We thank God for him allowing you to have evil eyes to see in the spiritual what's going on in Hillside, New Jersey, what's going on in the life of this ministry. We thank God for the encouragement. We thank God for the agreement. We thank God, hallelujah, for the passion and fire that's in your belly in the name of Jesus. You always speak with authority, but the accuracy of your prophetic word, the sharpness of your tongue, God has gifted you in this season in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That promotion and that elevation that he has given you in this time of your ministry. Hallelujah. You're in Cairo. You're in a set appointed time. Oh, glory to his name. There's an anointing on your head. Man of God, your cup is already running over. It's already overflowing. It's already spilling into your wife and your children, your grandchildren, your church members. It's so much overflow coming through you in the natural and in the supernatural because you have been faithful. Glory be to God. You don't even know the level of the opposition. They don't know the level of the pain. They don't know the level of the trouble, but you persevered as a father, as a husband, as a man to God. You won't come down. Oh, like Nehemiah, you refuse to come down. And this prayer line appreciates you. We thank God for the voice that God has given you on this prayer line. You energize us every single time, and we thank God for that because we don't receive from everybody. And we thank God that he speaks through you in the name of Jesus. Glory to his name. We're going to pray for you before we let you go. Hallelujah. But you are so right. I'm preparing. We're preparing for a men's conference and some other things are happening. We're having visitors. There's a new excitement in the church. Things are going on. We're growing. We're moving. We're believing God. We're activating. We're igniting. We thank God for this season at New Creation Church. God is up to something, and it's all good. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And we thank God for this prayer line because, man of God, you don't know the level of the opposition. He did not want this to get to you tonight and the others and whoever else is listening that's not calling in for prayer. Pastor and I have never seen the technology doing what it's doing tonight, but we thank God that you got through. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you,
Jesus,
even for his diligence.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. The kingdom of God suffered violence, but he took it back by force. And I thank you, God. Your word says snatch them out of the fire. He's going to snatch them out of the fire that you planted that church in that community. Some need his mouth. Some need his word. Some need him to lay hands on them that they can be delivered. He needs to cast out devils and demons. He needs to lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. He needs to speak into marriages. He needs to speak into some young lives that feel like giving up in that community. He needs to speak to leadership, hallelujah, that have experienced corruption in that area. And I thank you, God, that you would use him, even amongst clergy in that area, that he would increase and heighten the awareness of the role of the church in that community. So God, use him. Bless his wife. Bless their marriage. Increase the love and unity and the power that they have to do ministry as they preach and pray and prophesy. Let them go. Destroy yokes in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them break chains and curses as they speak and preach the word of God, unadulterated word of God, as they stand flat-footed, boldly, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank you, God, that he would see manifestation and demonstration of your power working through him like never before. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you, prophet, we love you, and I thank God for you speaking into our lives in the name of Jesus.
I tell you, something's on the horizon for new creation, and we can't figure it out. We're not trying to figure it out. But as you spoke tonight, some things became clearer. I'm going to leave it right there. Amen. It ain't all clear.
Amen. Thank God.
But some things became
clearer. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
God revealed a little more to us tonight in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
You know, amen. To God
be the
glory.
The breakthrough is on the way because the enemy is trying to stick his head up in what God is doing with y'all. The breakthrough is here. The breakthrough is on the horizon because he's trying to stick his head up. Thank God. Thank God for the confirmation of breakthrough is here. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, son. Amen.
You can't stop it.
Thank you,
Jesus. You can't stop it. He's already defeated. As Pastor was praying for you, I saw your belly like a pot belly furnace. And it's like you were opening up the furnace and putting word in it. Into the fire and keep putting word in the fire. You were stoking the fire, and you're burning hotter and hotter. And God is our God, says he's a consuming fire. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's just, your fire is just burning hotter and hotter, and the more that it burns, hallelujah, the more anointing God is releasing over your life. And I heard God say, part of the stoking is the fires of affliction. So count it not strange when you go through those fires of affliction. Amen. It's almost like the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they threw them into the fire because they would not bow. And that's something that I see going on with you. Like it's like a conflict. It's like a struggle. Amen. Hallelujah. And that you refuse to bow. Amen. So continue to bless God and continue to feed your belly. God said, tell him to feed his belly. Tell him to keep feeding his belly. Amen?
Word. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you,
God
Jesus.
You, sir.
That's spot on.
Amen. Eat
God
that
bless
word
y'all
like a
too.
Scroll.
I love y'all. Thank God
it's
for
gonna
you.
Be, it's going to be bittersweet, sir. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We have one more caller tonight, and we're going to put this last caller through. We thank God for you. 757. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. To God be the glory. Am I coming through?
Sister Rita, good to hear you. Yes.
Good evening. Good evening. I just wanted to share that I had a word this morning that, and I said, well, that's the word for today, Lord. And the word for today was better. And there was just so much going on. I was on the bus and I didn't get to write it all down, but I know he was just speaking and I was listening to a word and I just kept getting that word better. Better is, you know, it's sometimes we're looking for one thing and we're expecting one thing, but just keeping our eyes on him and just trusting in him. Because things are just changing so much that he's just bringing us out of the familiar places that we've been. Mm. And as I continue to seek him and as I'm continuing to live this life out, and it's just a new place. And Pastor Rebecca, when you were praying, and I was just, you know, praying in the spirit along with you, when you mentioned my name, it was around the time that he was also showing me my growth. And what you were praying just kind of went together in that, where he's just been showing me how it's a new growth. It's a new growth. It's like a baptism. You go down, and you're going down into the waters, and the old man is what it represents, what that whole baptism represents. You're going down one way, and you're coming back up another way. And I just saw that baptism, and it's like, a new thing he's doing in my life and he's doing in our lives, because as he's preparing us for where we're going, we're so used to, I mean, we've been born into this world. We've been born into the things of this world, and just to get that kingdom mindset, and he is just growing us in that place, and it's so new and it's so different, and it's nothing that we can do. We have to rely on him. We have to depend on him. We have to, like you were telling Pastor Jamal, We have to eat that word, you know, like the Lord was telling him. We have to eat that the word because that's what's going to feed us the nourishment that we need for where we're going. And it is a kingdom life he's preparing us for. And it seems like every time, you know, the last couple of weeks I've been on here and I come on and that's the word that's been coming up, kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. It's so new. It's so different. I'm like, it's so excited. It's like my spirit can see it already and my mind's trying to catch up. And it's like, oh, my gosh, so excited about it while I'm still living here in this world and trying to do the things and get the things that, you know, we work toward things and we get so close to it. And it's like, okay, I almost got it. I almost got this goal. I almost had this. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So I think I just see things just fading away. And I'm reminded of that scripture that says, in the presence of the Lord, hills melt like wax in the presence of the Lord. And as we continue to get in his presence, just the wax, all those things melting off of us like wax. And it's not in our doing. When Jesus comes, it's not in our doing. It's not us doing it. We just believe. We just be ready every day, keeping our focus on him, keeping our love, our love focus on him, not our mind focus, not trying to, well, I don't know, is he coming today? Is he coming today? No, just being ready, just having our love set towards him and just being ready for when he comes. It's just so different. It's like indescribable, you know, joy unspeakable, with full of glory, because it's beyond. It's what his word says. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And no matter how high we reach to see that vision, to get it, to understand it, it's still higher. And the only way we can get it is to just be ready when it comes. Just keep on being ready. Keep on like, okay, Jesus, I'm ready. When you come, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just yielding to you. I'm just surrendering to you. I don't know how to do it. Everything, you know, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how. I'm trying. I'm working it. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. It's like, nope, grace, mercy, faith, trust, leaning on him. It's all in him. He's already done the work. We just receive it. Receive it by faith and just believe. He said, only believe. And as we believe and we work our faith towards knowing that he is coming, knowing that what he wants us to do, keeping that red letter before our eyes. You know, he's given us the red letter. And just, oh, my gosh, the life in him is just so much, because I see myself failing every day. And it's like the dying away. All the failures I see, it's like it's come to the surface. I can't even stop it anymore. I told a coworker today, it's like, I'm really a serious person. I'm really trying to be serious. I'm not trying to be a big mouth. I'm not trying to be funny. I come to what I have to be done, do my job. And I find myself being silly and being foolish. And my daughter told me one day, she said, Mom, that's what you bring. You do that. That's what you do. And you bring life to places and you help people to laugh and you help people. And it's like, whatever. I feel like, you know, I just wish I would shut up sometimes. But, you know, and then it's like a yielding. It's like, okay, God, if this is what you want to do, it's the dying. It's that place where I'm dying again, all over again. And sometimes it's like, I don't even know who I am. Some days it's like, well, I don't even know who I am. And then there's an excitement of, I don't know who I am, this, because I'm coming into something that I've never been before. I'm coming into a person that I've never been before. So that's what you had said, growing up. You said something about the growing up, and then you mentioned my name. And I was like, yep, Lord, because I feel like I'm like the old, the little girl, and the old person is transforming, and it's another growth. Another place, another new place, and it's like, okay, I thought I was there, but nope, one more growth. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord.
What a God, what a glory. What a, I tell you, Sister Rita, you always come with an on-time word. Just a wonderful word to close out tonight, but, I mean, you said kingdom, you said so much, kingdom life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I thought about the scripture concept, faith to faith, glory to glory. Because she said God is not just shaking things up, but getting us out of familiar places. And also, glory be to God, removing certain blockages. And our job is to just stay in love with God through his son, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And he'll do all the other things that we've been trying to figure out for so long. So he's molding and shaping and perfecting us into his image. And we thank God as you release that word tonight. I receive it for myself for sure.
Oh, Jesus.
I was talking to my wife, Pastor Rebecca, yesterday, and we were having a conversation. And she just said, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to do that. But I just know he's telling us to do it. So yeah, we both looked at each other when you said it tonight. She said, I don't know, but he's telling us to just do it. And I think everybody in this prayer line can relate to what you just said there. And that's why it's called faith. That's why it's called faith, putting trust in him and believing in God. But we're going to pray for you before we release you. Father, we thank you tonight.
Thank you.
Even as she sees your hand and she sees signs, wonders, and miracles. She sees God in the supernatural that you're up to something. And she knows she keeps walking by faith and not by sight. It's going to be a happy, good ending. And I thank you that her ladder will be greater. I thank you that her tomorrow is bright. And I thank you that her future is secured in you. Now, God, hallelujah, her daily living, her kingdom living, hallelujah. We don't know how to do church well, but we know how to do kingdom. And I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that she's not doing church, but she know how to do kingdom. And, God, now thank you that you're ready in her for the kingdom. Jesus came preaching. The kingdom of God is at hand. And I thank you, God, that she is kingdom-minded, that she is kingdom-minded. Her thing is about her Father's business. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she will be the light in her workplace. She will remain the light to her family. She will allow the joy of the Lord to spill over into other people in the name of Jesus. Those who are depressed, those who are sad, those who are troubled and worried, her very presence will encourage and lift their spirit in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that you use the Serena in a mighty way, as you always do, God, on the bus stop, in the lunchroom, in the break room, talking, interacting with customers and clients and coworkers. Use her in every way, in any way you want to use her, God. She's an open book. She's an open vessel. She's a willing servant, Lord, which is a rare commodity in today's world. And I thank you, God, that she still, in spite of everything she's been through in life, she still has a yes, Lord. She still has another yes, Lord. And I thank you, God, that she wants to be obedient to your word and obedient to your will, and that's why you keep using her in a powerful, mighty way. So, God, encourage her, even in those discouraging areas. Even in those low moments, lift her spirit. Even in those fiery trials, God, continue to open a door or a window that she can always find a way of escape. She can always find a way of escape and keep on moving by faith, because you'll never put on her more than what she can handle. So I thank you that she is a blessed woman of God, a blessed mother, grandmother, and I thank you, God, that you will continue to bless her. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, that's a wonderful way to close out. Everybody received that word that you released to the line tonight. We don't have any songs available, so that's a good way to sign off tonight through that word. We pray for Mother Mae Thomas in the name of Jesus. We thank God for you, sister. We love you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
We pray for Mother Mae Thomas. We thank God for her in the name of Jesus. Even as you have restored her body, as she went through that little battle with the flu, I thank you that her strength is restored. I thank you right now, God, that you're totally healing her body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that there will be no signs, there will be no side effects in the name of Jesus, even from the medication, whatever it is. We thank you for the supernatural healing of our mother, God, in the name of Jesus. And mind, you look good in that red as you went to church in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for Mother Mae Thomas.
Deacon Carmen Kahlo, continue to bless her lineage in the name of Jesus. Even the callers that we see that did not come on the prayer line tonight, continue to bless them, bless their families and their ministries and everything they put their hands to do, God. Will you breathe on it and will you bless it in Jesus' name? Amen.
Amen. Well, we got through the warfare. The devil is defeated. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I was extremely tired on today. Being here with you all helped my strength to come back up. I'm actually going to go on the couch and regroup and get myself together. Kayla got her driver's license today. So I've been out all day with her. And she finally got that license that she's been wanting. So we're celebrating with her. Pray my strength in the Lord. I as God continues to restore me and Pastor Anthony, we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for your prayers. We thank God for this prayer line. Amen. Hallelujah. Please go over to our website. And so the website is nccmonline.org for those who are new. And you can sow a seed of any amount. We thank the So thank you for your faithful giving. We see you. We thank God for you. We appreciate you for your faithful giving. Amen. Hallelujah. Meet us at Bible study here where Wednesday, tomorrow night. And as many as can in New Jersey, if you're in New Jersey, New York, Delaware, if you're in the area, make your way to the house of God on Sunday. We need and want to see you in church on Sunday. Amen. So make your way to church on Sunday, 12:30. New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue. Show up in the house and come with expectancy because God's got something in store for you. Well, we love you. We don't have a song. Our switchboard is still not up. God bless you. We love you. Good night. Amen. Mm-hmm.